There was a king. His name is Akbar. He was very happy with his administration and all the ministers in his court. One day, a learned scholar, Pandit, once visits the court of Akbar and says,
"I have mastered over different languages."
And king said, And then the Pandit continues,
"I can speak many languages fluently."
And king said, "Oh, that sounds good." The Pandit makes a challenge to the court.
"Is there anybody present here who can find out what my mother tongue is?"
The courtiers discuss among themselves. "Maybe Kannada, Urdu, Tamil," like this. But they fail in their attempt to find out the Pandit's mother tongue. Pandit speaks,
"So you all accept defeat?"
And king said, "Oh no." Even the other minister said, "No, no." Just then Birbal speaks,
"Well, Pandit, I shall find out what your mother tongue is in a day or so."
And now Pandit speaks,
"Glad to hear that, Birbal. Take your own time."
The king made all the arrangements for the Pandit to stay in the palace for a night, because Birbal has asked for a day to find out the Pandit's mother tongue. That night, Birbal sneaks into the Pandit's bedroom and finds him fast asleep. He whispers into the Pandit's ear. Then he tickles his ear with a feather. And now Birbal comes across. Pandit, in his sleep, shouts his words in his mother tongue.
"Yavaradi."
"Oh well, that's it."
The next day in the court, Birbal speaks that,
"Your Majesty, the Pandit's mother tongue is Telugu."
And Pandit says,
"Yes, you're right, Birbal."
King Akbar is astonished. "Well done, Birbal. But how did you find it out?" And Birbal says,
"Your Majesty, in times of difficulty, a person speaks his mother tongue."
And Pandit is surprised. Birbal then narrates the entire incident that took place in the Pandit's bedroom the previous night. Whatever that has happened in Pandit's bedroom, everything is narrated by Birbal. And king said, "Clever Birbal, you have indeed proved your wit again."
"Thank you, your majesty."
The courtiers praise Birbal's wit and the Pandit leaves the king's court in dismay. Hooray! Victory to Birbal! Victory to king! Finally, Pandit accepts his defeat. He says that,
"I accept my defeat, my lord. Indeed, Birbal is cleverer than me."
Everyone is happy in the court because Birbal showed his wit and made everyone happy. So the king become extremely happy to know that they defeated the scholar. Finally, the scholar's mother tongue has been found out. Thank you very much for listening to me.